Hi, I'm Onas.
And I'm Grace.
We love the Wheel of Time fandom, and we love talking about why it's so special.
Our mission is to give back to the fandom through projects that amplify the fun and camaraderie.
I thought it was we make people cry.
Yeah, but in a good way.
This is
the Lights Work. Hello, and welcome to The Lights Work. This is Grace, and I am here with my very caffeinated friend, Anas. How are you doing today, Anas?
I've only had, like, a sip of my coffee, but I've had, like, maybe 2 grams of caffeine in the last 2 days, yeah.
But, like, 100, like, cc's of adrenaline, or however, I don't know how you measure adrenaline, but you've got a lot of that.
Squee?
The squee levels are high. Why are the squee levels so high?
We are at WalkCon.
We are at WalkCon doing a live recording from the lobby. We have never done this before. We're both panicking a little bit, I think.
No.
Okay, so just me then.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We're having a great time. We've got all of our friends around us, which is absolutely amazing. And I might start crying at any moment here.
You're not crying?
Well, on the inside, I'm always crying. You knew that. And in a good way, always in a good way.
Yeah.
And we have with us this morning a very special guest who came from a very, very long way away. We have Sulin. Welcome, Sulin.
Hello.
Sulin, it took you quite the journey to get here.
It was really fun. That's it's probably better I don't go into it or everyone will be crying for real.
That is true, but, you know, this morning's been fun. You're here at the Lights Work.
Yeah.
Everybody's been eating breakfast. Yes. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was like an unexpected treat while we were setting up the podcast this morning.
Did you eat breakfast?
I have not eaten breakfast. I have had maybe like 10 sips of my coffee and then someone handed me a banana, but I did not eat the banana yet.
What's your favorite breakfast?
Oh, that's so tough because like I always want it to be the perfect combination of sweet and savory.
What's your favorite breakfast?
So the closest that I have found to that breakfast is actually something I had in the UK at the restaurant where Rob used to work. It was this crazy pancake thing that had pancakes with maple syrup, but it also had prosciutto and like some lemon feta thing and some... Yeah, so if you didn't hear that, it was mixed with basil and lemon juice. And it is...
Basil.
Is that a herb? Basil is a herb, right?
It's an herb.
So anyway, I know it sounds like a crazy combination of things, but it was actually the closest I've ever found to the perfect sweet-savory combination. So I'm going to go with that. Do you have a favorite breakfast?
I don't eat breakfast. But I do have a favorite breakfast whenever we have BrunchCon. That's not breakfast, though. So I don't have a breakfast.
It is breakfast. It's just half breakfast and half lunch.
Yes.
So yeah, that still counts.
Yeah. So whatever.
Whatever we have at BrunchCon is your favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sulin, do you have a favorite breakfast?
Yeah, my favorite breakfast is a toasted bagel with bacon, avocado, and mayonnaise. And it is the greatest thing on earth.
Well, that's interesting.
It's quite weird.
I mean, it's interesting because we have...
Yeah, actually, I think I remember you maybe telling us that once in a cab ride from JordanCon. So since it's your birthday on Tuesday, we decided to bring you your favorite breakfast.
So we have, for people who cannot see, 3... what I'm assuming are the Sulin
sandwich.
The Sulin sandwich.
Which Sulin was a sandwich with us in the back seat when she told us this story.
So this story
yes.
was Sulin in the middle.
That sounded wrong.
Yeah. So the lovely Jessica Sadai and Daniel helped us make this a reality. And
what type of bagel though? We couldn't remember the type of.
It's a toasted bagel. Yeah,
okay. Toasted. Okay. So we have an everything and we have a plain. What would you prefer?
Good.
Plain. Okay.
So we have a pea.
All right. Pea for you.
Here
okay.
You go.
Okay. Right. Do you want the plain with everything? Everything has like sesame, onion, garlic, poppy, sometimes salt. Yeah, like everything.
I feel like that's
plain.
You.
Yeah, you want plain. I know. Okay, all right, so that's fine. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to try this? Is that the plan?
Well, at least we're opening it.
Okay. You already had like a lot of breakfast.
And Grace was like, stop her. Stop her. It's like, stop Sulun from eating. And we're like, that's like, she's like, I want to eat before I do this. I need to be, like, you know, fed. So I was like, so, yeah.
Well, I did.
So that is bacon.
Yeah.
And that is avocado. And there is mayonnaise.
Thank you so much to Jess and Daniel. They are truly the best Lights Work. They are the Columbus chapter right now. The Columbus chapter of the Lights Work.
Soon to be. The Dover.
Coming soon to New Hampshire. Yes, we can't wait. So the
first surprise.
First surprise has been done.
The first surprise.
Yes. What? How are you feeling?
Really? You can't? Really?
Overwhelmed. I'm very close to crying and we're not even 5 minutes in.
Yes. So you can take a small little bookmark from that there, and read what it says on that side.
Making people cry since May 2022.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Okay. That was fun.
It was really fun. Yeah. So how has your WattCon been so far?
Great. It's been a really good chance to see all my friends. And to see some really interesting panels, and to just sort of generally squee with people and talk Wheel of Time, talk not Wheel of Time, and just hug people a lot.
And this is your second WattCon, right? Because I met you for the first time here last year. Okay, so how does this year's compare to last year's?
This year's is better because I know everyone now. And I have people sort of coming up to me and they know my name, whereas last year I was very like, oh, I don't know anyone, and it's all a bit scary, and obviously very quickly it stopped being all of that. But like this year there's less pressure because I don't have to do that first time thing again.
Yeah, I agree. I've been thinking about that too, and I feel like every con I've been to, each one is better. And I think it's for that reason I start to get to know people better and I feel closer to people and it just starts to feel more like a reunion and just you get that sense of comfort and closeness with people.
Yeah, totally. And it's like you can walk through the lobby and just like spot like 10 different groups and you'll know someone at least in every group and you can almost, you know, choose your adventure. Who do I want to, you know, spend 20 minutes chatting with today, which is or this morning, or, you know, in this break. And that's a really nice way of, like, making the rounds and, like, just being able to go and be with people you're comfortable with as well.
Yeah, definitely. And so for you, Anas, this is your first complete WattCon experience. You had to leave early last year, so you only got up through, like, Friday night.
Yeah.
But now you're here, and it's Sunday morning. It's almost over. How do you feel about this WattCon compared to last year's?
Wow. That's a good question. I think there's something about a first con experience that was special last year. But I mean, there's still 24 hours left. So I don't think I can answer this right now. It's just, I'm still like riding the wave and I'm still up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just this, right?
He's gesturing at the crowd of lovely people that are standing around the table
the
right now.
So the fact that I'm back, but doing what we do, that's just perfect.
Yeah, I actually had somebody come up to me. Is he here, Ulti? Is it Ulti around? Does anybody see him? Uncle Ulti Mark, who actually lives in our neck of the woods.
Yes.
He came up to me on Thursday, like the first day that we were here, and he's like, there's so many Lights Work t-shirts. Wow, like you all haven't been doing this podcast for very long. And
I mean, it's a Lights fandom, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's why. It's that people are so special.
Yeah. So, Sulun, why do you think this fandom is special?
It's one of the most inclusive spaces that I've sort of come across, and kind. I thought Michael Livingston said it very well when he said people are very generous with their time, and I think that's a really perfect way of describing it. Nothing is too much. If you see someone carrying stuff from their car, there will be multiple people asking if they can help carry stuff. Everyone will go out of their way, and you don't get that in a lot of places, like, you know, especially if you know, you live in a big city and things like that, people can often be quite cold, and there's not a huge amount of networks which are like disability inclusive spaces as well. And I feel like we go that extra mile to do the Lives Work.
Yeah, I mean, we are. What does it say on your guys' shirt?
Everyone? Statistically the best.
We're going to do this a few times, okay? Sulin, I mean, yeah, perfect. You're right. An academic answer by Dr. Livingston. So good.
That was a good episode. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I think I went a little innkeeper there.
That's okay. Yeah. It's all right. Yeah. I mean, you're you. You're the whole person. There's parts of you. We can't just, like, shut one part off.
Yes. And,
you know.
Yes, sir.
So, Sulin, we had a specific question for you today. You had said, I think it was on our Discord server, or maybe on Twitter, you had said, and I quote, "Completely unprompted chaos is on brand for me." Can you explain what you meant by that?
Yes. I'm very impulsive, and so I often find, like, I'll go into a day and, like, have, you know, no plans, or I'll be like, yeah, I'm really going to do loads of work today, or I'm going to, I don't know, have a really chill day, and 9 times out of 10, it does not go the way I planned it to be, and I'm someone who, if someone says, oh, you know, do you want to grab a drink, or do you want to go do this thing, I'm like, yes, that sounds like a great idea, I'm completely on board. And then I,
so do you want to go now?
Yeah, let's go. Let's yeah. go.
Okay, that's it. That's for it. Today bye everybody. mimosas
sound great. And I just want to, like, if something interests me, or if I'm like, if an idea engages me, like, I sort of latch onto it, and I want to take it, like, 1,000,000%. Yeah, so it's chaos, and as if you attended the Whose Thread Is It Anyway panel yesterday, then you'll know what I mean.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that, because completely unprompted chaos sounds like exactly the type of person who should be doing an improv show. So, yeah, and okay, Zul is clapping, so you were there, Zul? Zul says she could not stop laughing.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that panel, Sulin.
So I stepped in at the last minute, and it was sort of a bunch of different improv games. So there was a, what is it called? Lines out of a hat, or something like that. And then there was, like, a blind date game where we had to sort of all play 3 Wheel of Time characters. And we were all trying to pull Kevin. And then a few other games with sort of props and things like that. And we were crying with laughter doing it. Like, there was even one point where I sort of stepped up to give an answer, and I had to, like, take a step back because I was crying, and I knew that it was going to wreck people. But it was so much fun. Like, if you ever get the chance to do improv, if you've done improv, you'll know there's, like, an adrenaline that goes through you when you're doing it. And at the time, and then when you reflect on it, you're like, how did I just come up with all of that stuff on the fly? Like, how does my brain work that quickly for me to just jump on a... It's just links your brain makes.
I'm someone who likes to be really prepared. I like have, you know, everything. I rehearse things and things like that. And I soon realize when I do this, I'm very prepared. When I do other stuff that I do, you cannot be that prepared. You just, it's live, right? And I'm like, how? Like, where did this come from? And it's special when it happens.
Yeah. My real job is I run events, and one thing I've learned over the years is you can be as prepared as you want to be, but something will change on the day, whether it goes wrong or goes right or whatever. And it took me a long time to sort of come to terms with the fact that I can as prepare as much as I want, but I need to be able to sort of think on my feet. And I feel like improv is exactly the same as that, and you just need to roll with it. And the first rule of improv is you never say no. So if someone starts a scene, or, you know, plays a character and is like, you know, I'm on a plane, you can't just walk up and be like, I'm now in a shop, right? So you have to go with what everyone else is doing. And that's kind of the way it is with events, and how I feel as well. You just need to sort of roll with the punches and keep the momentum going forward.
That's funny. You know, you're like, in improv, you can't say no. I can never say no, but I can't do improv.
I think that's true for life too, right? Like, you can make the, you know, best laid plans, and then something just completely waylays you. You never know what might happen. So to have that skill and that ability to be flexible is really important. So you enjoyed that panel, obviously. Did you attend any panels or events that you would consider kind of your favorite moment so far?
I went to the GE trial panel, where the Aiel were on trial for murdering Layman Damodred, trespassing into Carrion, and...
Full spoiler. Okay.
Before the books, technically.
Before the books, yes, you're right.
Yeah. And
I just wanted to say that.
And genocide. So, yeah, there were some really good arguments either way. Obviously, the panel was full spoilers.
And what was the verdict?
They were found not guilty of murder and genocide, but guilty of trespassing.
I'll take it. I'll take it. I'm totally fine with that.
I don't care about the Aiel.
We know this.
Yes.
Yeah. So going forward, it's just going to be me doing this podcast now. So,
yeah.
Sulin, thank you so much for being our first guest today. I know it's early and last night was a really late night for a lot of people. We would like you to choose one of these hats as a birthday present. These are Lightswork hats. We've got two baseball caps. One's black, one's gray with our yellow logo. And then we've got a beanie as well. So Sulin's going to pick one of those as her birthday gift.
There is a correct choice.
There is, I agree, there is a favorite choice. Yes, you may have. I envisioned you picking that
yes,
one.
Yes, I don't, yes.
This would have been the correct
that
choice.
That is the correct choice.
I would have that, but it will mess up my
head. Yeah.
I totally get it.
Yes, I would not wear it, but it would still be the correct choice.
Yeah, but it's definitely the right choice for you, I agree. Okay, yes. How does Sulin look, everybody? So she chose the black baseball cap, and it looks fantastic.
Thank you so much. Okay. Carrie, do you want to come up and join us? Carrie of the Red Aja, of the Lord of Chaos book.
I've been in chapter 4 for a while now.
Okay.
Okay, so no spoilers past chapter 4 of Lord of Chaos. Or actually, just like
no spoilers.
No spoilers in general.
No spoilers.
Okay. So this
as we sit in front of Aradipedia from what? Spoilers.
Aradia is behaving.
Aradia is behaving.
Yeah. So this is also your second WattCon. And what do you feel like has changed since last year, if anything?
Well, I feel like the first WattCon, there was definitely a different vibe. Super magical being the first con ever. I actually wanted to give a quick shout out to two of my friends that had to cancel last minute. Brian Talmanes from California.
Yes.
And Jason Gentle Giant that was on his way here. I was super looking forward to seeing them again, and they, you know, had to cancel. But, you know, the beauty of year two is that half the people here are here for the first time. And not only did I get to meet a lot of new people from being here for the first time, but there was people from last year that I didn't get a chance to talk to that I talked to this year. So it's been a truly magical experience.
All right. So Carrie, one of the things you do, you're really active on our Discord, is you do the lights work by telling literally everyone to read the books. So who have you gotten to read The Wheel of Time at WattCon?
Oh, who have
no,
I...
That was that.
Who have I gotten to read The Wheel of Time at WattCon?
That was a really bad question.
That was a really bad question. The whole point of the question is Carrie can get anyone to read The Wheel of Time.
Even people who've already read The Wheel
of Time.
Okay, got it. Okay. The question was not on the doc, though. So you're like going rogue. I can't handle this.
Okay.
So Carrie, Anas mentioned you're from the Red Aja. And did you do your cosplay again this year?
Yes. I pretty much wore the same outfit from last year. I didn't have time to do any fancy upgrades or change it up that much. But I finally was able to get a picture with Pavara. I missed a picture opportunity with her last year. So we made a point as soon as we saw each other. She looked at me, I looked at her, and we're like, yes, let's get a selfie together.
Yeah.
So that worked out great.
Yeah.
And you did the costume parade last night as well?
Yes. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I feel like I've gotten a little bit more out of my shell compared to last year. And yeah.
So next year.
Maybe I'll be dancing on the tabletops. I don't know. Yeah.
So why the Red Aja?
I feel like there's...
Yeah, why?
I feel like there's a badass inside of me.
Yes.
There's like a mystery element. I'm quiet, but I'm also, you know, I'm fierce. And, you know, I don't want to say that men suck, but, you know, it's just fun to be that Aja that people love to hate.
Yeah. So you also do martial arts, right?
Yes. I am a student of Hungar Kung Fu and Tai Chi. So that keeps me busy when I'm, you know, my hobbies are Wheel of Time and martial arts, pretty much.
Pretty cool.
So you're literally a badass.
Yes.
I love that you can own that. That's amazing.
So we're going to ask everyone this. Why do you think this fandom is special?
Oh my gosh. You know, it's ever since I found the fandom, when I saw that the show was coming out, you know, it was several years after I first learned of the books. I thought I was the only reader out there. You know, that weird feeling that you feel. When I found the fandom, I felt like it was like I was welcomed home. Like, everybody has been so friendly and welcoming. It doesn't matter where you come from. It's just been amazing. I consider you guys all family, so.
She just made the little heart thing with her hands. Very cute. Yeah, it definitely felt like family this morning. It felt like people sitting around a table. We're at this big rectangular table, and everybody had their breakfast, and I feel like that's what it feels like.
That is truly what it feels like.
Yeah. And you said that you came out of your shell a little bit more this year. Did that include sort of that idea of paying it forward? And now that you were welcomed so wholeheartedly last year, have you been sort of seeking out new people and welcoming them yourself?
Yes, absolutely. I get excited when I see people who are here for the first time, and especially when they don't know what to expect with the main programming and how special it is to get exclusive content from Amazon for the show, and of course the lovely skits that take place on the main programming. It's just so fun to feel, I mean, not, it's funny, like we've been here once before, but now we feel like we're experts. So it's natural to like welcome people who are here for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, you've done this here, but I mean, on the WattCon Discord, you
yes,
are...
I am number one, guys. I finally passed. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we...
Yeah, you've been extremely active on the WattCon Discord, which is very hard to keep up with because it's extremely active, so that's impressive.
And that's why I haven't gotten much reading done this past month, because I've been very, not only participating in the discussions there, but also welcoming a lot of the people who are joining for the first time.
It's like literally when the fandom transcends the object of the fandom.
Literally, yeah. People, stop talking to Carrie on the WattCon Discord server. We need her to read the books so we can talk to her about spoilers.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Carrie, anything else that stood out to you this year at WattCon?
I would say there was a lot of unexpected surprises. You know, I was on a panel for the first time, and that was a huge experience with Allie and Gus on the first time reader panel. They carried a conversation, you know, like I was just there on the sidelines. They did most of the hard work. But, you know, I like how we're all choosing a different path here. What we go to, what I'm going to may not be what my friend next to me is going to. And we can all come together at the end and watch these panels back later online. But the one that stood out for me was the audiobook creative process with Michael and Kate. They did a phenomenal job on that. And one of my highlights from last night was dancing with them on the dance floor. I had no idea they were going to go out there and dance, and that was awesome.
Yeah, Michael and Kate are amazing. We had a great interaction with them last night as well. They helped us with one of our projects early on. We did a Flickr video with Mirror World Innkeepers from the Dusty Wheel, and Michael and Kate read...
The legend of the Dusty Wheel.
Yes, the legend of the Dusty Wheel, which we co-wrote, and hearing them read our words was probably like one of the best things ever.
The best?
Maybe the best. Yeah, maybe the best. So we gifted them with Lightswork t-shirts and swag last night, and Mirror World Innkeeper badges. And they were just really sweet and very thankful. I don't think it's rare that you give someone a gift and they very slowly and methodically like go through it in front of you and like look
and
at everything.
You're just standing there like
You're standing there awkwardly while they like deeply appreciate everything they're pulling out of
their
bag.
And they're going, and Kate's, I don't know, I mean, you've met Kate. Kate's very expressive in her face.
Yeah.
And she's like, and she's doing all her faces, and I'm like,
like, is this a good thing?
I couldn't tell.
Like, what is she thinking?
It's like, she hates this.
Anyway, but I did see them go to the dance floor after we did that, and it sounds like you had a lot of fun with them.
Oh, yes. I realized my mind wanted to dance, and my body was like, you're old now, so take it easy. Yeah, it was hard to keep up with the stamina of dancing multiple songs in a row.
My mind has never said that it wants to dance.
I don't think that's true. I think things are changing for you.
Oh, wow.
I think there's dancing in your future.
Okay. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
So, Aradiopedia has foretold
as a member of the Brown Aja.
Yeah.
Full spoilers.
Yeah, exactly.
Anna's dancing at WattCon next year. All right. Thank you so much, Carrie. It's been great to talk to you, and I hope you have a fun Sunday. Are you staying for the rest of the day today?
I actually have to leave right after it finishes. Unfortunately, I have to drive back home. I have to work tomorrow, guys, but I am...
Tomorrow does not exist at this moment.
I told my boss I'm working from home, so he's understanding.
All right. Awesome. Okay, we'll safe travels home.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Carrie.
Screaming Spud Monkeys, do you mind joining us? Or... As the panda likes to say, we're going to
riot.
Why are we going to riot?
If he didn't join us.
If he didn't join us, okay. Gotcha. Okay, well, he is right here next to me, so we do not have to riot. How are you doing today? Can I call you Jeff? Is that okay? Okay, we have Screaming Spud, I can't even say that.
Screaming Jeff.
Screaming Jeff. So Jeff is here. How are you doing?
I'm running on fumes, to tell you the truth. You know, the nights don't exist. They just roll into early mornings, and they just... you can't stay up late enough, but you realize you're going to collapse if you don't go to bed.
Yeah.
That is the correct way to con.
You're doing it right.
Yeah, I'm doing it right, apparently.
So, like, how many hours of sleep are you averaging a night?
A little under five, maybe.
Wow. That's, like, perfect.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I feel like that's the amount that you can exist on and be okay, but, like, just barely.
Yeah, no, I'm like, if I'm redundant or if I've said something that's happened before, I apologize. Again, just kind of floating here.
So when we did the podcast yesterday, you don't remember when you came on?
Yeah, total blank.
Okay.
So why Screaming Spud Monkeys?
Oh, okay. I've had only one person ask me that. I was just kind of curious whenever that had come up. But
the number of times I wanted to ask you, and I was like, "Don't ask him. Wait for now."
It's similar to some people who have some names that have carried over earlier in life. And back in the day, I was an art major, theater minor. I wanted to get into animation, and Screaming Spud Monkeys was something that came up, or I crashed together as something that was silly that I could cartoon and do things with, on a comic level and on an animation level. So, part of my self-identity that, you know, I'm one of the older... well, I don't know. We have a good 1990s reading contingent here, but some of that. Part of the this whole thing with Wheel of Time and some of the past stuff is just reconnecting with things in my life that brought me joy, and Wheel of Time is definitely it. And just meeting the people here and the culture here is just phenomenal. So once you dip your toe here, you're in. It just sucks you right up. So
I can't see Brian, but things that bring you joy.
Yeah, Brian the Gleeman, episode 3.
Episode 3, but yes. I mean, the genesis of that was January 23rd, 2022, Barside Chats.
Yeah.
That was kind of inspiration for us, right?
A bit, yeah. I mean, the whole idea of being in the fandom as a way of bringing joy into your life.
And we're like, we should do that.
Absolutely.
We're doing that.
Yeah.
Joy.
Yes, and Jeff, you've made some really lovely comments on our Discord server about what the fandom has meant to you, similar to what you were just saying now. So why do you think the fandom is so special?
Oh, I know people have answered that time and again, and I think it does speak for itself. Everybody's supportive. Everybody's there for each other. It's very inclusive. It doesn't matter who you are. I was talking with Michael Kramer last night, and the same thing came out of his mouth. He's like, I came to this con last year, and it was, you know, one of his first cons last year. And he said, it's just the inclusivity of everybody just wanting to accept everybody for who they are. It doesn't matter. We have a commonality. We have a joy, and it excites us. And it excites us that we can be here for each other, too. So,
pretty special.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Wait, are you going to cry first? Who's going to cry?
I'm not crying.
Okay, you're not crying.
Except on the inside.
Inside.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So did you have a favorite moment so far from this walk-on?
Oh, gosh. Like I said, it's all melting together. It's, again, not enough time. Rebecca did a great job of, she lived up to what she said. She said, I'm going to plan all the panels so you want to be at them all. And I you know, apologize to all the people having FOMO, because I shouldn't have FOMO at a con, because I'm here seeing people, and it's incredible seeing the people. And shout out to Roger too. I got to say, go brother.
Oh, go brother.
I would have loved seeing you here.
Yeah. Go brother. We love you, Roger. We miss you so much.
Yeah. We all have our constraints, and you know, for me, this con helps because it's in July. I have kids, so summer works better. Yeah. But you know, people are trying to talk me into JordanCon, so we'll see how that goes. But as far as any special moment, it's hard. It's super hard to pull that out. There's just so much experience happening, just like overload. I can't talk to enough people. I've talked to everybody too little, and another thing I'll apologize for, having FOMO. I know you live off photos. I know you live off pictures, and I've been horrible about taking pictures and posting them. I'm trying to make up for it a little bit today,
You're doing it perfectly.
Yeah,
there's no wrong way to comment.
Yeah, it's not. But again, being on the other end, not being able to be there and see your friends, and you know, even though you're not participating, just seeing the faces and stuff like that, the people you talk to, it's awesome.
All right. Before we let you go, important question.
Okay.
Will Uno survive Season 2?
Yes, yes, he will survive.
Yes, he will!
Thank you. Screaming Slut Monkeys, everybody. We have Wolf Brother joining us.
I'm sorry, this is Wolf Brother 7. We need to have the correct Wolf Brother. Not 1 through 6, not 8, it's 7.
Are you 7 today?
I'm a little, this is probably the first time I'm talking today.
So it's like 6.5?
Something like that, yes.
How are you doing? Like, how's your WattCon been this year?
The WattCon is amazing. I'm so happy.
Because of you.
Sorry. Nils just kind of coughed weirdly and said, because of you. You do a lot of stuff for WattCon, right? What is your...
Yeah, you do.
What exactly is your role at WattCon?
So I'm the volunteer coordinator at WattCon, and one thing that I was going to plan on doing today was jumping in and yelling on your podcast that the lights work has been done and is continued to being done by all our WattCon volunteers.
Yes.
They are amazing.
Yes, they are.
Everything they do, they're just amazing. I don't squee, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to do. They are awesome.
I mean, you know, being that person, organizing them, doing all the wonderful things that you've been doing. And so, like, Why do you do this? Like, where does this come from?
When I first learned that they were doing WattCon, I reached out to Nablus and said, hey, I don't think I'd ever do any shows or podcasts or anything, and this sounds like a great way for me to give back to the community. And I said, can I do anything? And he's like, absolutely. And he added me to the Discord server and said, find something to do. And I ended up picking up the volunteer coordinator role, and I loved it last year. I enjoyed it this year. I'll keep doing whatever WattCon needs me to do.
I mean, even if you weren't doing this, you give so much to this community. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really, it shows, I think, more than, I mean, well, everybody in the fandom is amazing, but for some reason, the things that you've done at WattCon this year and last year really stand out to me. Like, I feel like you always are giving something. Like last night, you had set up a table full of hot sauces, just because, you know, like there had been a panel about it, but then you decided, well, everybody should be able to have fun with this.
And I learned that Grace and Anas went through that without any problems, and so I need to get hotter hot sauces.
Wait, did you the hot sauces?
Wolfbrother just said that.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't there for it, so I have to confirm with you that...
Wolfbrother just said that.
Okay.
I didn't.
I tried to get him to. I went through them, and what I think was very sneaky on your part is that, like, the first... How many total hot sauces were there? Like, 10?
We had 10. The taint from Black Tower podcast I did not have to be able to share last night after the...
I did try that.
Okay. Taint?
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, so I tried 1 through 9, and I was like, fine. Like, the gap between 9 and 10 in terms of how hot was just, not fair.
It's in your head. That's in your head.
No, 10 was just bad.
It was just because it was 10.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
When do you leave? I'll go pick up another bottle of what we use for 10.
Can we please?
I am totally open to anything after this. I have no other things.
Let's see if I can get a bottle of 10.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't go out of your way. I mean, you've done... Don't do that. Yeah, don't. Not for me.
But
for you.
For me to see you in pain. Sorry. Maybe Grace, because Grace seems like she needs to see you do the Baba Yaga.
Okay.
I do need to. Not just me. Other people in the crowd want this as well. Yes. Jess is saying that Anas's relationship with Sriracha is concerning. I would have to agree with that. I sat next to you at the VIP dinner, and you got like the vegetarian option, and immediately before eating it, you got up, went to Omar, got a bag full of hot sauce, and specifically like rifled through it to get like 3-4 packets of Sriracha that you then just dumped on your plate.
Each grain of food needs to be red.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Normal.
Okay.
I agree with that statement.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes two of you. So other things you've done, you handed me a drink last night before I went to bed. Like, you just do things like that. Like, you're just such a generous person. You helped Rob with a couple very special surprises for me this weekend. You're just so giving. So thank you so much. And you also were part of the sketches last night, the comedy sketches at the main event. Yeah!
Best rand ever.
Woo! So yeah, I went up to you because I was like, wow, like you are a good actor. Like, you got skills. Like, have you ever done anything like this before?
I mean, sexy rand.
No, I don't think so.
So you've never done acting, comedy, anything before?
I was in tech theater in high school. I loved being behind the scenes. I was never one to be on stage.
But you were brilliant. I mean, yeah. Everyone on that was amazing, but that was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Anything else that stands out to you about this WattCon? Do you have a favorite moment? Anything that you want to talk about?
No. Just that there are people here that ask us what's going on. And I say, we're a fantasy book series, and we're having a convention. And I always say, there's a show, it's good. There's a book, it's great. But to me, it's the fandom. The fandom makes everything for me. So.
Yeah. The fandom is...
Statistically the best!
There's a bunch of, I don't know, what do you call...
Big heads? What does it say on the back, Jess?
There big are heads? Overheard
Build
at WattCon. There are
head.
Some big heads.
There were heads. I had some heads in my suitcase that I brought to WattCon.
There's one of Silvertooth, which is not here, because I took it home.
Is that where it is?
But
and it will be with me, because I need a Silvertooth in the house.
But we do have...
We actually, Silvertooth is here in spirit. He's on my water bottle.
The Silvertooth water bottle
story in the flesh here. But yes, we do miss you so much, Robbie. And Robbie is your special. He's another Wolf brother, so he's very special to you.
Oh, I love Silvertooth. He's my buddy.
We miss you, Silvertooth, but we know you're having a really fun time in Europe, so we'll see you soon. But until then, you're going to be at Wolf Brothers' home in big head form.
Absolutely. I'll throw darts until the next Michigan football game at it.
Wow. Okay. So before you go, Wolf Brother, we wanted to offer you one of our gifts because you've just given so much to the fandom and to
you're like,
not the water bottle. Not that's mine. But you can have one of our caps that's left. Either
and there is a correct choice. So
yeah.
I'm going to look at my beautiful wife and ask her what she would like out of the cap or the beanie or whatever Rob calls it. No, I'm asking my wife.
He's like the beanie, right?
It is the hat.
I've never been more confused in my life. Okay, they have chosen the gray Lights Work baseball cap, and it is very cute.
Yes.
Okay, so thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Like my wife.
Aww.
Thank you guys very much.
No, thank you. Everybody, Wolf Brother 7! Nails?
Yeah, so speaking of Silvertooth's big head, the person responsible for creating that is on his way up to talk to us. And that is Nils. How you doing, Nils?
I'm doing. I kind of don't really have a voice right now.
Yeah, we're all kind of struggling with that, aren't we?
Yeah. And also, this podcast thing is kind of new to me, so yeah.
Is this the first time you've been on a podcast?
Yeah.
All right, so we have about 30 minutes. 30 minutes, is that okay? Yeah.
We have about 25 questions to ask
you. So tell
us
everything.
Well, I guess I am a veteran now because I went last year to WattCon, and I've been to MelchiorCon, where I actually did do my first panel there. Or like a music quiz.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, this is the next step, I guess.
Definitely, yeah. And Nils, you do the lights work in so many ways. You bring 3D printed items to cons. You brought a bunch of spears for me and my Threefold Talk co-hosts. They were really amazing. You brought, obviously, the giant head. You also make amazing memes very quickly and put them in on Discord servers. You're really generous. Again, like the idea of generosity with time. You really give a lot.
It's like, can someone like do, and like Nils has done it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So why do you do that?
No, I do have a hard time coming up with what to do. But as soon as I hear like a suggestion, then I get straight on it because...
So if you hear something, you have to do it?
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah. That is the thing.
Is that the problem?
That sounds really familiar.
Yeah. No, it's kind of my way to give back. Like, yeah.
So give back. So what do you feel like you have gotten from the fandom?
point around. Yeah, these people.
Gesturing widely at all the people.
Yes, there, like I've been saying this weekend, there is a reason I'm flying in from Norway.
Yeah.
And I am coming back next year. That's decided.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. WattCon happens or doesn't happen, Nils will be here. We'll be here too, you know, so.
Yeah. NilsCon, I love it, yes.
The other thing, you know, you did is you printed these bookends, Waygate bookends for the lovely Jessica Sadai.
Oh, let me see, what was the origin of that? Oh, yeah, obviously Kevin loves the Waygates.
Yes.
I do not see Kevin yet.
No, but as soon as I discovered there actually was, I found a model online of the Waygate.
Uh-huh.
I just had to print that, and I sent it to Trian. She's in Norway as well, so she brought it to JordanCon for Kevin, which was nice. Yeah, and yeah. As soon as Jess saw that, she was like, "I need one," and of course I had to give her one then. Because someone said something and I had to do it.
I love this philosophy so much. Someone said something and I had to do it. Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much, Nils. Anything else that stood out to you about WattCon? Did you have a favorite panel, favorite moment?
Whose weave is it anyway? Was it the
I
improv?
Need to. I, the number of people have
I
told
was
me
so
I need
impressed
to,
with
I,
that.
Yeah,
improv.
I need
it,
to.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I have to.
I need to watch it. The only reason I did not go to that panel is because I was on one at the time. Like, I just literally couldn't, but I can't wait to rewatch it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Nils. Nils, everybody.
So if you see a giant walking around, What are the names that go through your head?
A giant.
Like a giant.
Brian the Gleeman. Nablus.
Nablus. Yeah.
But Alex.
Like a giant person with one of like the giantests.
Most
hearts,
giant. Biggest.
Most giant hearts. Alex. Alex, do you mind coming over?
Come on up.
Use alt text.
Alt text Alex, everyone.
So I mean, this is one of the things that I was like this is truly like essence of Light's work. Like, Alex, like the last few days leading up to the con is like, I'm going to be checking and making sure as people are posting photos and stuff on Twitter and other social media that alt text is used. Like, this is like, I'm going to a con, I want to have fun, but like what's more important to me is this, and that is true Light's work. Why is your name alt text Alex?
I enjoy learning things and sort of sharing what I've learned, and in the past 2 years or so I've been learning a lot more about accessibility and how much it affects people to be excluded by inaccessible content. And about this time last year, I read a thread by someone on Twitter, R Channeler, about how much it makes them feel alone when they're scrolling a feed full of just inaccessible images. And that, I mean, it wasn't like the one thing that affected me, but it definitely affected me a lot to read that. And it's part of why I try to share what I've learned about accessibility along the way. I don't even know if I answered that question.
That's a question that you really probably can't answer because it's like so pure in what you do. That's the answer.
Yeah. When I care about something, I kind of lean into it really hard. And right now, that's alt text, and it will probably continue to be for a significant amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to thank you for teaching us how to use alt text in Discord, because that was something I never did, and you explained how to do it, and you explained how to change your settings so that you can actually see when other people are putting alt text or not. So I really appreciate that. So if you don't know how to do that, hit
ask
up
Alex.
Alt
text. He will tell you.
Yes, Alex will gladly tell you, but that's
many
really
times. Alex will continue to tell you.
Yes.
And continue to tell everyone, because if everyone can't enjoy the content that's put out there, then it shouldn't be out there.
Exactly, yeah. So you were at JordanCon, Alex, and that was your first con, correct?
That was my second con, but it was my first con where I actually like knew that I was going to be running into people that I knew. My first con was Dragonsteel last year, and that was like 3,000 people, which was very overwhelming, very fun. The energy was great, but I didn't really know anybody. And, but JordanCon was my first, like, con where I knew I was going to be seeing people that I knew. When I first got there, I felt a little overwhelmed and kind of lost. But then Anas said, hello to me. And a lot of that formless kind of anxiety that I had been feeling
formless?
Just kind of melted away.
Formless? Did you just say formless?
Yes.
Are we doing a Cosmere podcast?
That
is that what we're doing?
It was very deliberate.
Oh, this is so good. I'm so happy right now. Connection. We just connected.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Capital T.
And now I'm here. So every con has gotten successively smaller, which is
yeah, that, I was just going to point that out. So you went from like 3,000 to about 900 people to about 200 people. This fandom is special, but you know, what about WalkCon? How did you feel about WalkCon?
I think the thing that I've liked about WalkCon has been how even just like conversation focused the space is. Like this whole bay over here that has like it's like a sunken part of the lobby with all the tables in it feels very designed to push people into conversations, and I think it was a good choice on, I'm guessing, Nablus's part to actually use this hotel for that specific design.
So, Grace, do you know that Thursday we walked in, I met Alex, and Alex is like looking at this space from back there, and he looks at it, and he's like, I've written alt text for this space. He's never been here before. And he's like, so he can, he does such great alt text, or likes to do alt text. He's like, he recognized the place because he wrote alt text about it.
It's pretty amazing. So did you, when you went to JordanCon, did you already decide you were going to WattCon, or was that something, a decision you made after attending JordanCon?
That was a decision I had not made until basically the moment I did, told everybody about it, because I wasn't really sure that I wanted to do like more than one a year because of money, and then all of the other people that I was like in solidarity not being able to go
quickly in like a matter of days,
they all were like, oh yeah, I'm going, and like I felt like the last domino.
They went down pretty quick. Sulin's like, I'm going. Kevin's like, 97%. Rajesh is like, 50%. And then like a week later, we're going.
Yeah, it's good. Good job, everybody. Yeah. You convinced everybody to go. Yeah. I'm sure there's still a lot more others out there we need to convince to come next year. But did you have a favorite part of WattCon?
I think my favorite, it's hard to pick a favorite moment, but the panel with the shipping was a lot of fun. I think there was one ship that I did not vote for, but the story was hilarious about Bella and, was it Mandarb, being shipped? Aldeeb. And that... was a phenomenal story that I so strongly disagreed with.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. So what did I tell you about shipping as my shipping philosophy?
So Anas thinks that unless it's weird, anybody can be shipped. Like people should just hook up unless it's weird.
I felt weird with Bella hooking up.
Yeah.
Which is bad. Now I feel weird about that. So that is fine. Bella and Aldeeb is fine.
So you enjoyed the shipping panel. Okay. Anything else that you want to say about WattCon for people out there who maybe haven't come to a convention yet or are nervous about it? Anything you want to say to them?
I would say that I came in, a lot of people had already seen my face before, but here I have seen on at least four separate occasions somebody just looking lonely and then someone coming up and sort of welcoming them, making them feel more comfortable. And I think that if you're if you were ever anxious about coming to a con and feeling like you're going to be stuck sitting in a corner on your own, that's probably not going to be the case.
Exactly.
Here.
Sorry. We won't let that happen.
Yeah.
Yes. You will not be able to be a wallflower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Alex. Alt text Alex, everybody. Okay. We have one last person we want to chat with.
We want to chat with, so WattCon was special last year. For
special
many.
Every year.
But this is in terms of, special things happening at special times.
Yeah.
And we have Andrea joining us. I just asked Andrea, I saw her. I'm like, hey, do you want to jump on? We're recording. And she's like, yeah, I listen to you guys every week. And I'm like, why?
Well, thank you for being a listener, Andrea. How are you doing? How's WattCon been for you so far this year?
It's been a lot of fun. I've just been enjoying talking to people. And the panels have been fantastic.
Awesome, awesome. And so there was a specific reason you invited Andrea to be on. Do you want to talk about why?
Yeah, I mean, Andrea, last year was a very special, WattCon for you. And for people who don't know, Danny and Andrea got engaged. And this is well chronicled in walk-on history, the first walk-on that happened.
Yes, we had an on-stage proposal last year at the Saturday night dinner, and it was, I think, probably 95% of the room had tears in their eyes. It was very, very sweet, very Wheel of Time, very lovely. And how did you feel at the time?
Oh my gosh, I was so nervous, but in the back of my head, I kind of knew it was coming. We've been together for 6 years, seven now, but something was going on. He was really nervous the whole trip down and all of Friday and most of Saturday, and I was like, something's going on. And then the innkeeper called him up on stage, and I was like, this is definitely not planned. And then they just brought me up, and he proposed, and obviously I said yes, and we got married in October.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's so lovely. Yes, he definitely, you may have had a suspicion, he definitely fooled me, because the innkeeper called him up sort of referencing the poker tournament. He was like, yeah, somebody last night, and he had that kind of like competitive voice. He's like, I need you to come up to the stage. And I thought it was just going to be some kind of bit. And then all of a sudden it got really quiet and he got really serious. Then he invited you up and it was just very lovely. Yeah. So did you go on a honeymoon after you got married?
This is the honeymoon.
WattCon is their honeymoon.
That was going to be my thing. Like, so you have that. How do you top WattCon after that first WattCon for you? You just make it your honeymoon.
Yes, that is what we did. We got married in October and haven't been able to get out of work and scheduling. So we were like, we can come to WattCon and we're getting rid of the kid. So we're good.
All right. That's awesome. Thank you for, thank you for being here. Thank you for, being part of, this amazing fandom and sharing your light and your stories and all of this. That's what makes this community amazing.
Yes. I also go by Varen's Brush on Discord.
You're Varen's Brush?
Oh! Okay, so you all are witnessing live a phenomenon that happens at cons where you...
You're Lord Matt Cawthon?
Yes. So you learn someone's name and then like... hours later you find out their screen name, and it's like, and then you have to memorize two names for everybody, and it's
very easy stuff.
It's very difficult, but it is lovely. So yeah. Varen's Brush, thank you for being here. Have you had a favorite moment so far, a panel or something that happened outside of a panel?
I think the spit take skit last night, it had me rolling, so that was very fun.
Yeah. The innkeeper went up and he showered and he came back and he's like, I still have Nablus's spit in my ear.
Yes, yes. Yeah, there was a, for those of you who haven't seen it, you should go watch it online, but there was a skit where we had innkeeper, Nablus, Jess, and Zul all spitting water on each other on stage, and it was pretty amazing. Wait, are you... yes, and Anas was just... taking the cap off of my silver tooth water bottle and threatening to...
Very close. Yeah. Very close.
It's Brian LeGleeman's equipment. Can we not ruin his equipment?
I mean, I would spit take in this direction.
Okay.
This direction.
You feel that confident about your spit take aiming abilities?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
So Anas mentioned the fandom, and you're a special part of it, and it's obviously special to you. Why do you think the fandom is so special?
The fandom, just everyone says it. It feels like family. Me and Danny were just sitting at the table last night, just an empty one, and we did not sit alone for more than 2 minutes because people just kept coming up, and we were trading Wheel of Time cards and just talking fandom the whole time. It was just amazing.
All right. Thank you so much, Andrea. Andrea, everybody.
Varen's Brush.
Varen's Brush, everybody.
That was very innkeeper of you there, right there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to...
No, yeah. Can you, take that back?
Yes, take that back.
I'll edit it out.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
That's fine.
Our first podcast recording, live.
Yeah, live. That was a lot of fun. Okay. We are going to take a picture now.
Yes. We are going to take a picture. We asked people to wear their Lights Work t-shirts today. Yep. We're going to pull a bunch of people in. Yep. We have Maria from Team Jordan, yeah, and hopefully Dr. Livingston. We did, yeah, we did gift him a shirt the other night.
We did,
night.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to take a picture. We're going to say goodbye to everybody, and then we're going to go to closing
ceremonies. Closing ceremonies is next.
And then we'll experience Sunday night at WalkCon, which, yeah, is, you know, the Sunday night of a convention is, yeah, a very chill, special time.
Yes, it, yeah, is. Yeah, so if you like what we do.
Well, before we get to that, I did want to say a few thank yous.
Oh, thank yous.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mentioned Brian the Gleeman and this being his equipment, so I just wanted to shout out to Brian the Gleeman for letting us use his podcast recording equipment.
Yeah.
Wanted to thank all of the people that are sitting with us as a live audience.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to name people. Holger, Afardari's grandma, Aradia, Nils, Alex, Rebecca, Jen,
Hillary,
Dez. Thank you all for
Jess, Sulin,
Rob from Malkier Talks.
Rajesh was here earlier too, and Jeff.
Everyone,
yes, everybody, and there were. I saw a few folks taking photos too. So thank you to those of you who took photos during the podcast. That's really amazing. And they're not listening, but thank you to the Marriott Columbus Northwest for letting us invade your space for 3 days.
And the people,
they have been really, really nice.
The virtual people who are listening.
Oh yeah, and people on Discord. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Thank you for being there. We have Minari, Light Blinded Fool, Crocheted Sedai, and Ananke Sedai.
So thank you.
Thank you for being there.
Yeah.
Means a lot that we were, you know, obviously a little nervous. We never did a live recording, but also we've never done a I was.
Yeah.
Some people like repress their feelings and don't admit how they feel, but I will admit that I was nervous.
Not nervous.
So yeah, we had never done this on Discord either, even though we've had the channel since the beginning. We had planned to do a live Discord
That's
recording
why
at
we
some
made
point.
It.
So
yeah,
yeah, yeah. So we
Thank
tested
you.
It today, and it seems to be going well. And yeah, we'll have to do this again sometime. Yeah. Do a live recording.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, that's it for today. If you like what we do here at The Lights Work, please leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice. You can also follow us on social media at Lights Work Pod on Twitter, on Instagram at The Lights Work, and you can also join our Discord server, sponsor us on Patreon, and until next time, it's your turn to go out into the world and do The Lights Work.
The Lights Work is a Wheel of Time fandom podcast hosted by Anas and Grace.
The Lights Work is in no way affiliated with the Children of the Light.
Please leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice. Follow us on social media or sponsor us on Patreon.